The mantra, Parshas Bo, emphasizes the centrality of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the basis of the Ikari Emuna, Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Lokech Asher Hotzitzicha. The Ramban writes that there's so many mitzvos that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which was supposed to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we just discussed, for example, that tefillin each and every day, right, does Laman Tia Torah Hashem Baticha. But the pasuk continues, "Kibiyad chatzakal tziyach Hashem Mitzrayim," and the need to bear that in mind. When a person puts on tefillin every day, a person has to realize that this is considered to be part of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a question whether one is yotze the mitzvah without it. Ad kedekach. Right, the Mishnah Berurah puts out of ease a little bit. No, in Simin Samach. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "That's a din lechatchila. That's a din lechatchila." The why question, why are you putting on tefillin? The fact that I'm doing so, the shei mitzvah, that's mitzvah srichas kavana, Rosh Hashanah chavches, that's li'ikum. The why question is a din lechatchila, but there are achronim that disagree, and assume the why question also is considered to be critical. What we're just discussing, the whole notion of darshin and time and dekra. If the Torah tells us, do this leman, so therefore that's something which is built in. So therefore one has to be mindful when you're putting on tefillin that is considered to be part of a zechir liyetzias mitzvah. And of course, right, each and every day, there's a mitzvah, zechir liyetzias mitzvah. If I were to ask you that, what is the source of the mitzvah, zechir liyetzias mitzvah? The answer to some extent is a combination of psukim. Here in Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us in Yud Gimel Gimel, Zachar as Yom Azay Sasami Mitzrayim, Beis Avadim. That's clear. Zachar. No, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah of Zachira. The difficulty is that the pasuk ends Velo Yeachel Chametz. No, it doesn't sound like from that pasuk in Parshas Bo that this is necessarily a daily mitzvah. The Torah is speaking about what we do during Pesach. And of course that is connected. Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's true, the Pasuk says, Zachar Asiyam Hazeh. Yeah, but the Pasuk is not necessarily referring to a daily obligation. Okay, but you're going to tell me, yeah, but wait, I have this vague recollection from the Seder night, no? Of Laman Tizkar, Asiyam Seiska Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha, yeah, that's Parshas Re'eh, that's Dvarim Tezayin, Kol Yemei Chayecha, that's true. But fascinating, even that pasuk of Kol Yemei Chayecha, Leman Tizkor. That pasuk is not written the Derech Tzivui. That pasuk is saying that, you know what, we have certain mitzvos to do in order to be mindful of. Leman Tizkor. It's a little bit unusual that the pasuk that is written B'lashon Tzivui in Parshas Bo, Zachar, which is an imperative, there you don't find Kol Yemei Chayecha. And the pasuk that mentions Kol Yemei Chayecha is not mentioned B'derech Tzivui. It's mentioned as an Asinas Tam for other things that we do throughout the year. Okay. So maybe the answer is as follows. Okay, we've been discussing this now. Yeah, the Beitza Dazayin. That, you know what? It's true, but Bazev Limin Elzer. You know, you have Chametz and you have Seor. And you know what? That part of the greatness of the Torah Hashem is the Torah Hashem is all Inyan Echad. So you can take what's written here, and not everything's in isolation. And therefore, combination, I can combine. There is a mitzvah of Zachar, which is explicit in Parshas Bo. And there is a time frame of Kol Yemei Chayecha, which is in Parshas Re'eh. And therefore, guess what? The combination of the two psukim is the basis of a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the mechilta. That the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the combination of the psukim, Parshas 1, Parshas Re'eh. In fact, Rashi and Chumash, Parshas Bo. Rashi writes, Zachar es Yom Hazeh. You know what Rashi writes in that pasuk? That, you know what? Yalfinan, that there's a mitzvah, Zachar es Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do you mean? That's not the pasuk of Kol Yemei Chayecha. No, this is the basis of the tzivui. And the detail, the time duration, is Parshas Re'eh. The reason I emphasize this is because, number one, it's worthy of emphasis. Number two is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos does not have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You go through all the Tired Mitzvos, you don't find Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or Sameach is Bader Bedes, the very beginning of Tochus Kriyashma. you know what? That chipasti the divi rabbeinu the sefer mitzvos. You know, I went through all the sefer mitzvos trying to find. You know, so you really have to go through all the sefer mitzvos, no? Because the order of the Rambam in sefer mitzvos is very unclear. You know, very unclear. If you're trying to find it in Sefer Achinuch, so go, you know, you have an address. Let me look in Parshas Bo, let me look in Parshas Arei and see if it's counted. No. You want to know whether the Rambam counts something or not? You know what? The Rambam assures you're going to constantly chazer Sefer Mitzvahs. No? Because you want to know, is this there? Is it not here? You know what? Right, we have all kinds of Sefer Likut now, you know? We'll just look up on the computer what mitzvah should be. No? But you know what? You have to really read through. So the Rosh Sameach writes that, you know, that Chipasti B'Divrei Rabbeinu. I read through the whole, and it's not here. It's not here. So Sameach writes, you know why it's not here? Because there is no pasuk that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Zachar in Parshas Bo was referring to Lo Yachal Chametz, what we do during Pesach. And Kol Yimei Chayecha is not a tzivui, it's an asinas tam. Say nachinami. So the Sameach writes, the Shita Sarambam is that there's no mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, all the sugyas about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we know, Brachos Daf Yud Beis, Yom, Laila, all of that is only a Din D'Rabbanan. All that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. There's no mitzvah d'araisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, that's the Chiddush that the Rosh Sameach writes. You know what? Probably the first thing you talk about it, the Lel Seder. If there's a mitzvah d'araisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every night, so manishtan, no? Manishtana used to be four kashas, no? Manishtana now in the yeshivas is just one kasha, no? What's the nature of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim over Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, no? So realize, who says there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, no? Who says a mission? No, no. Or Sameach writes, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. The mitzvah of being Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, is it the Lo Seder? Is it the Lo Seder? The mitzvah each and every day is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Only a Din D'Rabbanan. Wow, that's something which is pretty stunning. And one no doubt can even go a step further. Let's assume there is a mitzvah. Darais of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzvah. Zachar Yom HaZeh. And the time duration. Ram Tezayim. Kol Yimei Chayecha. Does that necessarily mean that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla? Balayla. Or maybe the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is something which is only by Yom. Only by Yom. So you're going to tell me, oh, wait. That I know already. No, that's a Mishnah Brachos Daf Yud Beis. That's what we recite at the Lel Seder. That's Machlokas Ben Zoman HaChachamim. No? The Pasuk says, L'man Tisyon Seis HaMitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha is Yamin. What is Kol Yimei Chayecha? A ribui. What exactly is that? Is that ribui? What exactly is the ribui? Oh, so the Chachamim say, the ribui is L'Havi the Mosa Mashiach. It sounds as though, according to the Chachamim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only by Yom, Yimei Chayecha. There's no ribui of Laila. The ribui of Laila Kol, no, that's not a ribui of Laila, that's Lamos Mashiach. And Ben Zoma disagrees and says, that's not true, that Kol Yimei Chayecha is the Rabba says Alelos. Oh, so Machlokes Ben Zoma and the Chachamim regarding Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Balayla. But let me ask you the following question. What exactly is that machlokas? Ben Zoma says yes. The Chachamim say no. Dafi maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? Ben Zoma says absolutely. The Chachamim say, what exactly is that machlokas? The machlokas is whether yes or no. Whether yes or no. In other words, in the Chachamim Shul, Kriya Shema night was only two parshas, and it wasn't the third parsha. In Ben Zoma Shul, it was three parshas. Maybe. Is that true? Ooh, that's 2 days in Rashba. No? Brachos Daf Yud Beis. What exactly is the machlokis between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Oh, the Rashba quotes the Shita Saravid. And the Ravid writes the following, no, in everybody's shul, Kriya Shema at night was exactly the same as Kriya Shema during the day. All three parshas. What do you mean? Ben Zoma, the Chachamim. Machlokis is as follows. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla. Is that a mitzvah d'araisa? There's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Everybody agrees, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balaylos. When the Gemara questions, What's the makor? It means daraisa. Everybody agrees. Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. That certainly is true. According to the Chachamim, that's a din rabbanon. That's a din rabbanon. According to Ben Zoma, that's a din daraisa. That's a din daraisa. That's the sheet of the Ravid. There was no machlokas halacha lemaisa. Whether Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis is two parshios or three parshios, it's three parshios. But is that a din daraisa? Is that a din rabbanon? And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba disagrees and writes, that's not true. According to Chachamim, no. Zechirias Yitzias means only by Yom Anat Balayla, and therefore, at night, you did not have the third parsh of Kriyashma. Wow. And I'll tell you a step further. Ooh, that's the Shita of the Ra'ah. The Shita of the Ra'ah. Brachos Daf Yabez. The Ra'ah writes the following. There's no one that says, Zechirias Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla Zerais. Ben Zoma that says kol is l'rabos es halelos, that's only an asmach the drabana. That's only an asmach the drabana. Wow. These are three shitas, no? The shita of Rov Rishonim, that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is daraisa, ben beyom ben b'layla. The possible shita are some afrites, which is the Rambam shita, that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is only drabanan in its totality. And a third shita, and that is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Daraisa is Dayon, but Balayla is only a din drabanan. And even Ben Zoma that says Kol Yimei Chayecha, that's a drasha gemura. Kol Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha. Not necessarily. Well, maybe that's only an asmat the drabanan. Shagasai writes, in some Yedbeis, we assume that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is ben bayom and ben balayim. Ben bayom and ben balayim. Well, Shakesai writes, that's how we assume lahalach. Paskin Elek Ben Zoma, and assume that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim balayla is a mitzvah daraisa, and therefore this really is a drasha gemura. That's pretty heavy. But machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Rishonim. That means, according to Shagasari, interesting, that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that, like, always applies. Ben b'yom ben b'layla. Ben b'yom ben b'layla. Shagasari raises the following question. This is machlokes, the Shagasari, and the Magen Avraham. Let's assume there's a mitzvah daraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. When does it apply? Always. Ben Yom Ben Balayla. Is that called the mitzvah sasei she'azman grama? Is that called the mitzvah sasei she'azman grama? When I usually think of a mitzvah she'azman grama, you name it, no? It means there's a mitzvah that applies here and doesn't apply there. Tefillin, it applies here. Let's say tefillin is bayom. Is tefillin balayla? Machlokas tanayim, machlokas rishonim. Rov rishonim assume yipasa mikra adin, layla yes. Only midrabanan not. The Rambam shita is midaraisa. Layla is lavzman tefillin. But even if you assume layla is man tefillin, but chol, not Shabbos, not yantin. So clearly there are times that tefillin yes, tefillin no. Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. What about when it comes to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? We assume Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Daraisa, Ben Biyom Bamalayla, Shagasari Simin Yom Beis. So, can I really point to a time that the mitzvah doesn't apply? Like Tefillin, or like Lulav, or Sukkah, or Shofar? No. Does that mean that it's a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama, she'ein hazman grama? So Shagasari writes that, no, still is man grama. Because ein hazman grama means a mitzvah that is not bound. What do you mean? That there are two different chiyuv of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. One is bayom, one is balayla. whether you're going to count it in Sefer Mitzvahs as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, but clearly, there is a kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom, a kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Balayla, and those Zmano Shel Zeh, Zmano Shel Zeh. So this is not like an open-ended mitzvah. Like the Rambam writes, Tefillah Midarais is open-ended, and it's not a Zman Grim. That's not true of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, you have these hours for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom, and you have these hours for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla, and lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh. So the Shagasari writes, of course it's a zman gram. Not only if you hold that the mitzvah midarais is bayom, and laila is derabana, so the mitzvah is only bayom, that of course is a zman gram. But even if you hold that laila is derais, that's still lo zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. And with this in mind, the Shagasari writes the following. With this in mind, he writes, I'm going to disagree with the kash of the Magen Avraham. Who, what, where? You know, there's something unusual about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, Birchos Kriya Shema. We've discussed that in the past, the relationship of Kriya Shema, Birchos Kriya Shema. But the Mishnah tells us a very great Kiddush. Hakori mikan ve'elech. Zman Kriya Shema has already passed. But you know what? You can still recite Kriyash. Okay, you can still recite Kriyash. You can still recite Kriyash. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? You think there should be an Isser to recite Kriyash? Isn't Kriyash part of the Torah Hashem? See, even if the mitzvah of Kriyash has come to an end, I'm not allowed to recite this parasha. I'm not allowed to recite this parasha. Well, of course. Lo hifsid. So the Gemara says a stunning Kiddush. Lo hifsid means lo hifsid brachos. Lo hifsid brachos. Even after the Zman Kriya Shema comes to an end, you can still recite Birchos Kriya Shema. Birchos, wow, that's a very great Kiddush. Now, imagine Sukkot comes to an end, you can still recite a bracha leishei b'sukkah. Chanukah comes to an end, you can still recite a bracha on Ner Chanukah. How in the world can you recite a bracha on Kriya Shema if the Zman Kriya Shema has come to an end? So here I'll tell you two clear possibilities. The simplest possibility is as follows. That you see that there is more to Berchas Kriya Shema than just a bracha on Kriya Shema. There must be at least some other element, and that other element is going to continue even when Zman Kriya Shema comes to an end. What would that other element be? Tefillah. No? Birchas Kriya Shema is part of the Miskeres HaTfilah. It's part of the Matbeah Shel Tfilah. See, even after Zman Kriya Shema comes to an end, but yes, there's still a kiyum of Tfilah. So you know what? I'm not going to salvage everything by reciting Birchas Kriya Shema after Zman Kriya Shema. But you know what? It's not meaningless. It's not Levatala. There still is. Oh, and for example, Deyaz Nerush, Deyaz Rabbi Yonah, how long does that go? How long does that go? One day in the rush, one more hour. Why? Oh, because Zman Tefillah is 4 hours. One more hour. Or the second day in Rosh Hashanah, oh, maybe till Chatzos. Because even if a person didn't daven by Dalet Shavuos, there's a kiyum of Tefillah until Chatzos. There's a kiyum of Tefillah until Chatzos. So it doesn't mean all day, every day. It means, you know what? As long as you can still salvage that kiyum of tefillah, so you can still recite Birchos Kriya Shema, because undeniably, Birchos Kriya Shema is part of the Miskeres of tefillah. They can still say Pesukei Dezimra. So Birchos Kriya Shema is not worse than Pesukei Dezimra. Okay? This is the great Chiddush of the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Birchos Kriya Shema. That you know what? The Rambam writes the following, that Mevarach lefenel lachareha kol hayom. You can recite the Birchas Kriya Shema all day. Not just one more hour because it's still Zman Tefillah. And not just until Chatzos, because even though it's not Tefillah B'Zmana, but there's a Kiyum of Tefillah, 3 in the afternoon you can recite Birchas Kriya Shema. 3 in the afternoon, you're going to say a prayer for schools. On what basis? On what basis? Why? Why is that true? Why is that true? So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah there, Kesef Mishnah writes a stunning chiddush, that we don't typically assume. Kesef Mishnah is valid by the following. What is the word uveshach b'chamim? Uveshach b'chamim does not mean when a person is going to sleep. Uveshach b'chamim means kol zman shebnei adam shochvim. It means all night. It doesn't mean the tchilas halayla when a person goes to sleep. It means the entire night. The entire night. Right? So, midaraisa, zman kriya shma shalar, this is kol halayla. Ah, brachas davbeiz. Laharcha kesada min haveira. Okay, yeah, chatzos. But midaraisa, kriya shma at night is all night. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by the following kasha. If uvshach b'cha means all night, why doesn't uvkumecha mean all day? If uvshachka means the entire time a person is asleep, why doesn't uvkumecha mean the entire time that a person is awake? That's the Kesef Mishnah discussion. So you know what the Kesef Mishnah answer is? Such a bombshell. You know what the answer is? You're absolutely right. Midaraisa, kriya shma shel arvis is kol halayla. In midaraisa, kriya shma shel shachris is kol hayom. It's kol hayom. And just like tchilas halayla, it's only a din derabanan when it comes to kriya shma shel arvis, zman kriya shma gemol shos is only a din derabanan. Whoa. Now, let's take a look at that. Now, aleph yud gimel. And that's why the Rambam writes that b'di'evet, if you didn't recite Birchas Kriya Shema at the beginning of the morning, you can say it all day. Not because, that's a raya, that there's another kiyum to Birchas Kriya Shema separate from Kriya Shema. The opposite. Birchas Kriya Shema is based on Kriya Shema. But this is a raya that there must be a kiyum of Kriya Shema kol hayom. Just like there's a kiyum of Kriya Shema kol halayla, there's a kiyum of Kriya Shema kol hayom. And that's why the Rambam writes, Mevarech lefonel lachareha, Kol Hayom. Wow, that's something which is stunning. We don't assume that way, no? We don't assume that way. We assume that Zman Kriya Shema is a Din Daraisa. But that's the Kesef Mishnah. Aleph Yud Gimel. Who disagrees with this Kesef Mishnah? It sounds revolutionary. Oh, the Magen Avraham disagrees. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. There now. Simin Nun Ches, you've gotten Zion. Nun Ches Zion. The Magen Avraham writes, that is not true. The Magen Avraham writes, that's not true in Lashon HaKodesh. You know, I got away with it, because I said it in English, no? That if Kriya Shema Arvis means the entire time that you're asleep, so let Kriya Shema mean the entire time that you're awake, you know? I got away with it, no? Because in English we say, asleep and awake. No? In Lashon HaKodesh, Shchiva and Kima. Magen Avraham writes, you know what Shchiva could mean? The entire time a person is lying down. That's what Shchiva means. The entire time a person is lying down. You know what Kima means? Kima doesn't mean awake. Kima means when you're getting up. In English we can say when you're up. That's not true in Lashon HaKodesh, no? Kima means when you rise. You know, when a person is awake, you don't say he's come, no? You can say Hu'er, he's awake, no? Come means when you're getting up. The Magen Avraham writes, in Lashon HaKodesh that's not true. Shchiva can mean the entire time that you are lying down, but Kima means when you are getting up. And therefore, getting up midaraisa is the tchila sayam. Gimel shows, man kriya shma. Wow. Not that the entire time that you are up, meaning the entire time that you are awake. Wow. Okay. And the Magen Avraham points out that realize the Mechaber, Rov Rishonim, disagree with this Rambam entirely, that you cannot recite Birchas Kriya Shma Kol Hayom. You can only recite the Berachas Kriya Shema when you have the Kiyum of Tefillah, which is Dalet Shel's or Vav Shel's, but not beyond that. Not beyond that. Okay, so proceed. And then the Magen Ram writes this unusual question. And I'll prove to you that what I'm saying is true. Because it's an explicit mission in Brachos and Dachav that women are exempt from Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says that women are exempt from Kriya Shema. Bavli is clear because this is a Zman Grama. According to the Kesef Mishnah, why should it be a Zman Grama? Kriya Shema of Arvis is All Might, and Kriya Shema of Shacharis is all day. Why in the world is that called a Zman Grama? Zman Grama means you have to point to a window of time that the mitzvah doesn't apply. If Kriya Shema of Arvis is all night, in the Kesef Mishnah, Kriya Shema of Shacharis is not, it's all day, that should not be a Zman Grama. Wow. And that's wrong. It is a Zman Grama. Why is it a Zman Grama? You know why it's a Zman Grama? Because from 3 hours and on, there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Midaraisa. Not that that's a din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa. Because if you assume that the mitzvah is no heges, kol hayom and kol halayla, how can that be called a Zman Grama? So you know what Shagasari writes in Simin Yud Beis? I also think that Kesef Mishnah is a difficult Kesef Mishnah. Don't get me wrong. But Shagasari writes, that Kasha the Magen Avraham, that if the Kesef Mishnah is right, it's not a Zman Grama. It's not. Of course it's a Zman Grama. Because it's not a seamless mitzvah. Ben Biyom Ben Balayla. Lo Zman Al Shalzeh. Zman Al Shalzeh. If there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, which is Kol HaLayla, and there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, which is Kol HaYom, that's enough to make it Zman Grama. Each one is circumscribed by time. And those Zman Al Shalzeh, Zman Al Shalzeh. The fact that at every moment of my life is a time where I can fulfill an aspect of Kriya Shema. That's irrelevant. If they're different kiyumim, and those Zman Al Shalzeh, Zman Al Shalzeh, so guess what? That is called a mitzvah sezeh she'has Zman Grama. V'araya, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We assume that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is ben bayom ben balayma. And Zechiras Yetzias from Shagasai Raisim in the Beis is Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla. And women are exempt because it's a mitzvah sezeh she'has Zman Grama. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's that. Shagasari is Simin Yud Beis. So I would just add just one ha'ara. Is it so obvious that women are exempt from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the raya of the Shagasari, you know? Women are exempt from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's a mitzvah she'has Zman Grama. And it's Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla. So obviously that those Zman Shalzeh, Zman Shalzeh, have to label something as a Zman Grama. Let me just like innocently ask it. How do you know women are exempt from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or let me ask you the question. Is there anybody that disagrees and says that women are obligated in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is he ready for this bombshell? I'll tell you a secret. No. There's a Magen Avraham. Guess what? A Magen Avraham. No? Simen Ayin. Sif Katan Aleph. that women are obligated in Zechariah Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Whoa, whoa. That's exactly the Shita Asei. No? That Magen Avraham in Simen Ayin is the Shita Asei, the Magen Avraham's Kasha in Simen Nunches, and the Shagasari is the Shita Asei as well. The Magen Avraham writes, women are obligated, that's for Din Yerushalayim. Women are exempt from Kriya Shema, but they're obligated in Zechariah Tzitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Because why would you call it a Zman Grama? It's all day and all night. The Magen Avraham assumes that's not enough. You know, you have to deal with Makoros, no? How do you know women are exempt from Zman Grama? It's just a Sara. It's a Drasha. Women are exempt from Talmud Torah, Tefillin. And you know what? That women are exempt from Talmud Torah. They're exempt Hekesh to Tefillin. And the exemption of Tefillin is the source of Zman Grama. So, okay, so tefillin means there are times that the mitzvah does not apply at all. And if you don't conform to that model of tefillin, it's not called a Zman Grama. Even if, lo zmano shelzeh, zmano shelzeh. But that's a very heavy machlokas. Machlokas l'shitasem. Machlokas l'halacha, with the women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim. Rasleisha quoted a chiddush of Rabbi Chaim. That, what do you do exactly about that Harav Rosh Sameach? That you go through all the Sefer Mitzvahs, and guess what? The Rambam does not count the mitzvahs, Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim. Isn't that like a dead giveaway, that according to the Rambam Shita, Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim is not the Raisin. It's only a Din, only a Din Rabbanan. Maybe not. No? Maybe not. What maybe not? I'll tell you like the CSO, I mentioned this on Monday, no? You know, the Rambam has 14 Sharashim. In order for something to be counted in Sefer Mitzvahs, you have to check 14 boxes, no? You have to meet every requirement. If you're missing any of the 14 requirements, it's not going to be counted in Sefer Mitzvahs. So I agree. You know what requirement A is? That's Shorash Rishon. It has to be Daraisa. You're right. It's a Din Rabbanan. It has no place in Sefer Mitzvahs. But guess what? That's one of the 14 requirements of Sefer Mitzvahs. Meaning that there are many, many Chiyuvei Daraisa that are not going to be among the Tariq Mitzvahs. There are 14 Sharashim. The 14 Sharashim. We discussed on Monday that, you know, Shorash Lishi. You know? You can have a Din D'Oraisa, but if it's not no Heges L'Doros, it's not going to be counted. Minyan HaMitzvos. That beautiful Rambam, because Torah Tzivra is Morasha. It's Morasha. Orasha is not called Morasha. As long as it's knowing, it could be a Din D'Oraisa, but it's not going to be included in Tariq Mitzvos, because Morasha means everlasting, enduring, a heritage, and therefore, there are many, many requirements. You know, the Mabit writes in Kriya Sefer, right? It's more than one place. You can take a look at the Hakdama. It's in the Hakdama. You're going to learn Sefer Mitzvos. And you know what? You're going to come across one machlokas after another between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether something should be counted or not counted. The Mabit just says, realize, most of the cases they argue about, the real majority, they're arguing on technical grounds. On technical grounds. As opposed to arguing, the one who counts it holds his daraisa, and the one who omits it holds it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Mabit writes, you're going to experience that by and large is not the case. It's not the case. Everybody can agree it's a Din D'Oraisa, but it's not counted for numerous reasons. So don't just simply rule out the fact that something's daraisa just because either the Rambam or the Ramban does not count. Ugav Chaim's Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, is a Din D'Oraisa. But it's not included in Tariq Mitzvahs. It's not included in Tariq Mitzvahs. Wow. why would it not be included in the Tari Netzos if it's a Din D'Oraisa? It's a Din D'Oraisa. So Reb Chaim had two teruts. One teretz is exactly what it's discussed. The Rambam in Shor HaShlishi. In order to be counted in Torah mitzvos, the mitzvah has to be no heges ladaros. It has to be no heges. Okay, good. Isn't sechiras yitzias mitzvah no heges ladaros? Isn't it no heges ladaros? Wait. The chachamim are dorish. Yimei chayecha is olam hazeh. Kol yimei chayecha means limos hamashiach. It's no heges ladaros. It's no heges ladaros. But Reb Chaim says the Benzoma is not dorish that way. Benzoma is not dorish that way. Benzoma, who we paskel like, who the Rambam paskel like, that kol is referring to Lila. Kol is referring to Lila. Why isn't Benzoma dorish? Kol yimechayach is l'hoi l'mos ha-mashiach. Why is Benzoma dorish Lila? So you know what I would have said, but I would be dead wrong. I would have said, of course what the Chachamim say is true. No heges ladoros. You don't need a pasuk for that. That's what I would have said, no? You don't. You name the mitzvah. Tell me any mitzvah that comes to mind. It's found in Tariq mitzvahs, no? Tell me any one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Is it no heges ladoros? Of course it's no heges ladoros. The Rambam says it can't be one of Tariq mitzvahs. It's not no heges ladoros. So you name the Tariq mitzvah. Is it no heges ladoros? Yes. How do you know? Where's the pasuk? Who, what, where? What mitzvah are you thinking about? What mitzvah are you thinking about? Tefillin. Where's the pasuk that tefillin is no heges ladoros? You know what I would tell you? What are you talking? You need a pasuk? There's something that's no heges ladoros. That's what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is marasha, no? Torah tzin marasha. A mitzvah is no heges ladaros. The opposite is true. If something is a horasha, the Torah has to kind of tell you that, no? Beis adav hei, no? You know, if there's a horasha, the Torah has to tell you that. Yon yichum shlosha siyamim. Okay, that's a horasha. Of course a mitzvah is no heges ladoros. So I would have said that, you know why Ben Zoma disagrees with Chachamim? Because what you're saying is so obvious, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that. Of course it's no heges ladoros. So you know what? You're going to tell me? Yeah, but you're dead wrong, no? You're dead wrong. Because the Gemara says that's not true. The Gemara says, you know what Ben Zoma said to the Chachamim? No. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not no heges ladoros. Not that of course it's no heges ladoros, but you don't need a pasuk to tell you that. You know why I'm dorish kol to tell you something else? Because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not no heges ladoros. What in the world? Why is it not no heges ladoros? So Mitzvah says, because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, no? Hinei yamim bayim nu Hashem. There's going to come a time Lo Yomar Od. We're no longer going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. When we experience the Gula Asida, we're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were Goel. Vaharaya, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here and now, we have to fall back on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hinei Yomar Od Hashem, when we experience the Gula Asida, we're not going to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ben Zoma is mafurish. We're not going to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that's a kash against the Chachamim. So how can you be dorish? So the Chachamim respond and say, we're not going to exclusively be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know what? That Yaakov, you know, was called Yaakov. And then he was called Yisrael. When he was called Yisrael, it means Yaakov as well as Yisrael. It means that plus. That's what the Chachamim says, Lo Limos HaMashiach. Limos HaMashiach, we are going to not only mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're also going to mention Golas Sinai. But not only, it's not going to replace, it's going to supplement. Wow. So what's the bottom line then? According to Ben Zoma, we're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Doros. So Reb Chaim said, if that's true, how would you count it in Sefer Mitzvos if you all have Ben Zoma? It doesn't conform to Shorosh Lishon. You only count those things that are no Egas Ladaros. Wow. That's like a fascinating finish. So the Rambam is not going to count it. Behinachinami. It's a Dindaraisa. Wow. One Odak could disagree. But this is Zalman. Hilchos Kriyashma disagrees with Rambam. Now I'll tell you the following. You know the set, the blue set of the Chiddush Rashba and Shas, no? It's a Rav Kook. There's a small volume, which is the Chiddush HaRashba and Agados HaShas. No? You ever notice that? Not yet? No? So, Rashba has a small chelik on Agada, and the Rashba has a piece in Brachos Daf Yud Beis about Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim, most above all. And the Rashba writes a beautiful chiddush. The Rashba writes the following. Maybe according to Ben Zoma, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah with aras. It's really only a hora hashah. Why is it only a hora hashah? A pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hinei yamim baim Hashem lo yomer od. You're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, but continue, no? Ki'im, no? But you are going to mention this, no? Chaya Shemesh Aleve, Vasher Hevi. But you're not going to mention anything. You're no longer going to reference Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you're going to reference the Gula Asida. In other words, the Rashba writes a beautiful, beautiful chiddush. There's a mitzvah daraisa. There's a mitzvah daraisa. To be mazkir geula sashem. That's the mitzvah daraisa. Here and now, when we speak about geula sashem, we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Blessed Lovo, when we experience the geula ahasida, it's not that there's no mitzvah. It's that the expression of the mitzvah is going to be somewhat different. The geula that we are going to emphasize is the current experience, not the prior experience. Not that the mitzvah doesn't apply. The mitzvah is lahazkir gula sashem. So, what is the example of gula sashem? You think when we experience the gula asida, we're going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Oh, so that's not focus, Ben Zoma Lechamin. Maybe, yes, Yetzias Mitzrayim and more. Or maybe, no, the Gula is going to be the Gula Asida instead of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Lahazkir Gula Sashem. Wow. And therefore, I wouldn't call this a Rasha. Wow. You know what this is very similar to? Take a look at the Ramban, Parshas Bo, Perek Yibbeis, Pasuk Aleph, HaChodesh HaZalachem. Take a look at Magnificent Ummah. Ramban writes the following. And the Ramban cites Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Ramban writes this. You know what? HaChodesh HaZalachem. Oh, Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibur HaShana. Good. Rishon HaLachem LaChodeshi HaShem. What exactly does that mean? Well, it means that the year is going to begin with the Chodesh Nisan. Ramban writes more than that. You know what it means? Ramban writes the following, it means this. Ramban's magnificent parallel. You know what? There are no names to days of the week. Why do you think that's true? Oh, is Ramban right? Because you know what? The focus is Shabbos. Everything during the week is from the perspective, vantage point, through the prism of Shabbos. So you know what? So there are no independent names of days of the week, but it's Rishon LeShabbos, Shem LeShabbos, Shlishi LeShabbos. Because the focus is. And what the Ramban writes is true of days of the week, is true of the months of the year. The months of the year. The calendar has to have a focus. And the focus is Nisan, Geula, Geula. And in order to manifest that focus, there are no months of the year by name, but it's only numbers. I say 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going to ask me, from what perspective, what vantage point? You know what the answer is? Geula, Geula, Geula. It's a second month. The second month based on what? Based on what? Nisan, Geula, Geula. So therefore the Ramban writes, that's the Pasuk. Rishon Lechem Lechodshi Hashanah. The month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan, the Zman HaGeula. That must be Rishon Lechodshi Hashanah. And therefore the Torah doesn't have any names, only numbers. Wow, wow, wow. So then the Ramban writes the following, so what in the world changed? What in the world changed? No? We have names. We have names. You know, you tell me names are just a convention. Okay, okay, you're telling me, this is a din d'oraisa of Rishon Lechem Lechodshi Hashanah. How can names change? How can names change? And the Ramban even adds that, you know what? what exactly are these names? What are these names? Tishrei, Cheshvan, no? These are not like Reuven, Shimon, Levi. No? These aren't Jewish names. No? These aren't Jewish names. These are like non-Jewish names. These are Shemos Bavel. These are Shemos Bavel. That also sounds really strange, no? Not only do we use names, but you know what? We use Goyish names, no? That's like really unusual. Why in the world should we do so? So the Torah says use numbers, we use names. And like Lahachis, we use non-Jewish names. You know? And then also, you know what? A little bit unusual. Sometimes you find in the later Ksuvim, both are used. No? Huchodesh Asiri, Huchodesh Teves. That's a little unusual, no? I mean, if I don't know how to count, so Chodesh Teves. And if I don't know what Teves is, just remember it's Chodesh Asiri. Like why in the world? The Ramban writes this magnificent thing. No, well, it's like emotional. Like the whole calendar is geula, the whole luach is geula. We left Mitzrayim, so you have to mazkir geula, yitzias Mitzrayim. But you know, we built the Beis Hamikdash, and it was taken from us, and we experienced galus Bavel, and we were zochet to geula from Bavel. So guess what? If the whole purpose of the calendar is supposed to be the hallmark of Geulas Hashem, how do you experience a Geula of Bavel in building a second Beis Hamikdash and not incorporate that into the Luach? Oh. So now, all of a sudden, there was an additional focus. There was an additional focus. Not only at Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also the re-entry into Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. And if the whole purpose of the months of the year is to be Mazkir Geula, guess what? We have a number system. We have a name system. A name system dafka with Shemos Bavel. A name system with Shemos Bavel. Because that name system is exactly the kiyum of Rishon Lechem Lechodshi Hashanah. And why? Sometimes we'll have a duplication. Because these are two elements of being Mazkir Geulas Hashem. And the Ramban quotes Azariah. Woo, Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. And when we experience the ultimate Geula, oh, so the Chachamim say this and this. And Ben Zoma says, no, the ultimate Geula is going to replace. In other words, Geulas Bavel is not going to replace. Geulas Bavel is not the ultimate Geula. No. Yimadavtes, Yimachavalev. It wasn't an overwhelming geula with the Beis Hamikdash that was an ultimate Beis Hamikdash. Yimachavalev, Chasrei, there were so many things that were missing. We had, but it was lacking, it was lacking. But Israel didn't respond appropriately. It can't go without mention, but Ayesheni was not the ultimate geula. So, incredible. You start with Mitzrayim, it's supplemented by Bavel, and now what's going to happen when you experience the ultimate geula? So, that's the shita of the Chachamim, we'll continue to supplement. And no, Ben Zoma, that's going to completely override the ultimate geula. You're not going to mention Bavel. You're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the machlokas, whether Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is indeed no Hagas Ladoros. Or maybe one kind of, everybody agrees it's no Hagas Ladoros. Not in the form of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in the form of being Mazkir, Gula Hashem. It's like a beautiful deal, a magnificent Ramban. The different tiers, the different level of being Mazkir, Gula Hashem. And what will happen ultimately? So Chaim maintains, if you hold, like Ben Zoma, it's only a Rosh, and therefore should not be counted in Sefer Mitzvahs, has been Hagas Ladoros. I'll ask you, just one Kash and Teretz, I think, beautiful Kash, beautiful Teretz. Isn't there a Mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes. Is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Hagas Ladoros? Yeah, no? Isn't there a mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is, of course, I know. Kuf Dan Zayin, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to Reb Chaim, it sounds a little ironic. So Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is on Hirosha, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is on Hagas Ladoros, and the answer is because Lost Love is going to be replaced. Well, you know, Sipur is not replaced, Zechira is replaced. Why in the world should that be? No? Why in the world should that be? If it's replaced, it's replaced. If it's not, it's not. Why would you argue? Why would you argue that's true? That's true. So I'll tell you yourself. You want to think about it? I'll tell you yourself, but I still want you to think about it. I'll tell you there's a fundamental difference between Sipur and Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rabban, it's your master, Gvura Hashem. Gvura Hashem. Gula, Gvura Hashem. If I have to mention Gvura Hashem, and you just experience the Gula Asida, which, why would you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why would you mention Bavel? Of course, in terms of being Mazkir, Gula Hashem is the ultimate Gula. Being Maskir Gvura Hashem is the ultimate Gvura. I understand. What's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? To Maskir Gvura Hashem. You know what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, Kuf Ben Zayin? You know what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is? Hoda. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for redemption. I'll tell you that. That's the answer. Let's assume, for example, this person does you an incredible, incredible favor. An incredible favor. You'll thank the person incessantly. No? Okay. Incredible, no? Later in life, you're down and out. The same person does you another incredible favor. An incredible favor. Do you have to thank that person? Well, of course. The fact that I have to thank a person later in life, that uproots, that substitutes, that takes away from any chiyuv of hakaras hatov for the first experience. In terms of hodah, a person does 10 things, I only thank him for the 10th, and I can ignore the first 9. If you're talking about a chiyuv hodah, the fact that a person continued to do is no excuse for failure to be maskir the previous events that weren't If it's a matter of gvura, I understand. That would be the ultimate gvura. If it's a matter of the Rambam writes Hodah, that certainly is not a substitution. That supplements. And therefore, I'll tell you, the Rambam writes that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Shevach Hodah, so like the Sadaros, but not necessarily Kentra Chaim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Cool. Think about it. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday, Shir, early Shir. Okay? 10:30. Okay? So if you can, if you haven't yet prepared, prepare over Shabbos, you won't have so much time to read for the Gemara Makom.